the great things that we do as IT pros is that we get to provision these fantastic environments, but sometimes they can be time consuming and they can take a long time. And really, SharePoint's a great example of something that, yeah, it takes a little while to provision when you're doing everything on premises. But the fantastic thing is once you get it up and running, you have just this wonderfully rich collaborative environment that really a lot of folks are going to use to help store and maintain the database. But when you look at that, what does SharePoint require? What does it really need when you just deploy it in an on-premises environment? Well, you need the SharePoint web front ends so people can actually access the portal and be able to use those things. You need a database on the back end, usually SQL or whatever other database you happen to be using in the environment. And then you generally also will need some kind of identity, like Active Directory, to be able to allow people to come in and have the security of the environment as well. So when you think about this, SharePoint's a pretty complex environment to deploy, but Windows Azure can make this actually pretty straightforward and very easy to deploy this kind of environment. And when you start combining the different abilities to work with SharePoint in virtual machines inside of Windows Azure, you can really take this provisioning from, you know, weeks to months to mere minutes. And we'll talk about a great case study at the end called Telenor that they actually did this and some really exciting things they did with SharePoint versus when they went from on-premises to everything up inside of Windows Azure virtual machines. So when you think about this as an environment, when you think about in generally what this looks like, it's really you take SharePoint, which by the way, we have a pre-configured virtual machine. So when you install Windows Azure IaaS and you install the virtual machine inside of Windows Azure, you actually have a choice. There's a SharePoint choice for you to actually leverage and use. It comes pre-installed and ready to go, and then all you have to do after you fire up the virtual machine and connect to it is actually configure it. But before you really want to take advantage of that SharePoint virtual machine, you also have to combine it with some kind of SQL services. So one of the things that you want to be able to do is actually work with the SQL, maybe most likely SQL in an Azure VM for IaaS, and actually leverage that SQL server that we have up in the cloud as well that can be the backend for your environment. Inside the virtual machines inside of Azure, there's just a plain old Windows server that we can actually bring up and use. Well, guess what that server has? It has roles, and we can install roles, and one of those roles is Active Directory. So we can actually install a full Active Directory environment all up inside of a Windows Azure virtual machine. Once again, this is Active Directory, folks, and Active Directory is Active Directory is Active Directory, whether it's on-premises or up in the cloud, and we can leverage that. So we can use an Active Directory virtual machine off of just a domain controller that we have in the cloud, pair that with our SharePoint and our SQL environment, and then we start the beginnings of a wonderful relationship and a wonderful farm all up inside the cloud. And when you start combining these things together, you can get a hugely elastic environment, a scalable environment, to be able to store all the stuff. Because one of the things about SharePoint is it does like to store things, especially if you're using it as a collaborative portal, there's going to be a lot of data up there. And when you think about one of the huge advantages of the cloud is that elasticity, and to be able to grow and shrink that, you don't have to guess at what those storage needs are going to be or what those projects are going to be. You have that environment all up in the cloud for you to use and leverage and actually use. And when you think about this, how does that all work? Now, maybe you don't want to put your Active Directory up in the cloud. Maybe you want to use your on-premises Active Directory. You can do that as well. Because with Windows Azure, we have a rich capability to do VPN networks, a site-to-site VPN network, and a secure tunnel between your on-premises data center and the Windows Azure data centers as well. It allows us to leverage all the capabilities that we have on-premise for those applications that we're running up in the cloud. So it's very possible that we could actually have our Active Directory on-premises and actually work with that connected to SharePoint. Well, generally speaking, though, what customers will do is they'll also put a domain controller up there that's paired to their on-premises domain controller, and that's the one SharePoint will do. Why? If we can avoid having that latency possibility of traffic coming back down to our on-premises data center, that's one way to solve that problem. You don't have to, it's just kind of a recommendation that you want to look at. But we also can put that full SharePoint environment there as well, including the SQL database that you might have for the back end of SharePoint. And that can run on a virtual machine all up inside the Azure virtual machine roles. Are you starting to see how that picture starts of pieces? Well, Matt, my architecture diagram doesn't look any different except for it has the word Azure on it. Exactly right. That's all it is. It's the same type of environment that we would build, but we're using the speed and provisioning and automatic provisioning of Windows Azure to help speed up the process of building that SharePoint farm. Where if I want to have multiple web front ends, it's a matter of just setting up those systems. And one of the great features that are actually putting into Windows Azure is auto-scaling. So maybe you have that event where you don't know how many people are going to hit it, or you have a really big project and a lot of people all of a sudden need to consume SharePoint services. Have you ever had not enough web front ends, or people have complained SharePoint's slow when it's running on premises? Well, we can actually have those systems just kind of laying in wait inside of Windows Azure, and it'll auto scale up or down based on the demand thresholds that you set. So now when you think about working with SharePoint, you can truly take advantage of an elastic environment that sometimes an on-premises deployment doesn't provide to us. Not that on-premises is bad, it just has some limitations compared to what we can do inside of Windows Azure. And the huge benefits here is it really allows us to work with a hugely rich environment. More importantly, when you think about how do we offer federation to this and how do we offer ID, we talked about Active Directory. We actually have Active Directory services that are up in the cloud, which are actually the premise for Office 365. So we can leverage that service if we want to as well. We can leverage our own DNS records. So we can have that fully functional SharePoint environment all up in the cloud. Now here's the kicker, folks. We have a wonderful GUI to do all this in. You can actually do it all via the nice Windows Azure Management Portal and convision those three virtual machines. Essentially, you would probably do them one at a time. You'd stand up your DC, stand up your database, and then stand up SharePoint. Or you can run it all in PowerShell, because PowerShell is fully supported inside of Windows Azure. We can use PowerShell not only to help provision our virtual machines, but once they are provisioned, we can use PowerShell like we would do on an on-premises network as well. It really gives us the ability to leverage our skills for automatically provisioning and doing things with just simple scripts. So you can build it all by hand, which is actually quite easy to do, or you can actually do it all with inside of PowerShell, and the ability to leverage all those different services really makes it easy for SharePoint. So when you think about provision a SharePoint environment, does the concept of provisioning a SharePoint environment in a matter of days get you excited versus a matter of maybe months or maybe even minutes inside the case of Windows Azure and virtual machines? Well, hopefully it will. Let me tell you about one customer that actually can do this, and that's Telenor. They actually decided to use SharePoint up inside and design their entire SharePoint file up inside of Windows Azure and use the virtual machines. Now, Telenor is a Norwegian-based telecommunications company, and they had 18 different business units with SharePoint sites spread across 12 different countries. So they wanted the ability to be able to scale up quickly, and they wanted the ability to provide provision of those SharePoints fast. And on premises, they were looking at weeks and months to actually fully provision this environment. And what they found from a SharePoint running up in Azure IaaS was a lot of benefits. One, the ability to scale up very easily. Two, they use the same tools. They use the SharePoint management tools. They use the same SQL tools they were using for the backend database. And then they use PowerShell to provision and automate a lot of this process, tools that they were already familiar with as a company, and provided a much better low-cost scenario compared to what they were trying to do all on-premises. And more importantly, it also provided portability for them to be able to move those workloads up and down to the cloud or move them from different hostings that they want, hosting providers that they want to move into the cloud. The fantastic thing about this, folks, is that Azure really enabled all of this very easily for them. And the great thing about Windows Azure Virtual Machines and SharePoint, if Telenor down the road decided that they wanted to move everything back on premises and stopped using Azure, they could. We have that full portability inside of our environment. We can upload or down those virtual machines as we need to go. Now, I don't think Telenor is going to do that because they're finding all kinds of huge benefits from a scalability and elasticity of the cloud that we've been talking about, but also the ability to quickly provision and bring in other folks really offers a tremendous amount of not only benefit from a cost savings to the company, but also strategic benefit to their companies as well. So hopefully you're as excited as Telenor was about using SharePoint inside the Windows Azure virtual machines. Well, if you are, I'd encourage you to follow the link at this end of this video, and you can actually sign up for a free trial for 1 month or up to $100 free inside of Azure to give this a try and actually kick the tires and see how SharePoint can actually run in a fully functional environment up in Windows Azure. Thank you for watching.